I love your happy conversation. Sounds like you're enjoying yourself. And I hope I can give you a little bit of time at the end to do your own capping at your table or visiting. Because I'm not going to necessarily say that I'm going to be talking the whole... It's almost a half an hour. I'm not sure that I'll be talking a half an hour. So it's fine if I don't. But I would like to give you a few questions. Do you want to call them challenges? That I would like to have you consider. And especially where your heart is. I know this is a tea time. And it's a special time. And we wanted to especially bless you girls for you coming. And because of you being special, there are certain aspects that we would like for you to consider. Number one, I decided to give the title Intentional Living. Simply because living with a purpose is essential. You cannot live without a purpose. It's the point there of being aimless. You have no purpose, and you will not find your life to be a blessing to others. Today, we want it to be a blessing for you in being here and making this special for you. And we'd like for you to consider it as you being special and making it worthwhile. I'd like to ask you a question. What was your intention in coming to Bible school? Is it important enough for you that you want to make your life count for Christ? Is that why you came? Or did you come just for socializing? Are you intending to change? Are you making a choice of making sure about your destiny? I'd like for you to consider the fact that this week especially, I want you to make it a point there of thinking to make this week with a purpose and intend to make it profitable. Your intentions are going to take you far if you think on these things and make sure that you are making them what your life is going to be worthwhile. I would like to think that you are going, each one of you is considering on making your life beautiful. Beautiful for Christ. I don't want you to just to slide through and think that this is going to be fun, easygoing, careless. No, I don't want you to. I want you to consider the fact of what does Jesus want you to be? What is your greatest treasure in life? Your friends? Your clothes? Your occupation? Is it yourself? Is it your spiritual journey? Or is the Lord Jesus Christ? What is your greatest treasure in life? What about being intentional with your words and your actions? And what is this intentional living all about? Every day you're making choices. This morning, you made a choice to get up. You made your choices of dressing with the different aspects of it. And did you choose to spend time with God? And I'm hoping you're choosing to drink in everything that you possibly can. Make your life purposeful. Psalms 139 says, this is a paraphrase, "You have looked deep into my heart, Lord, and you know all about me. You know when I am resting or when I am working. And from heaven, you know my thoughts. You notice everything I do and everywhere I go. Before I even speak a word, you know what I will say. And with your powerful arm, you protect me from every side. Such wonderful knowledge is far above me. Can I hide or escape so you can't find me? Your powerful arm will guide and protect me, Lord. You are the one who put me together inside my mother's body, and with your own eyes you saw my body being formed. And I praise you because of the wonderful way you created me. Even before I was born, you had written in your book everything I would do. Everything you do is marvelous." How does the Lord Jesus see you? He sees you infinitely beautiful and treasured. I know there are characteristics that each one of you has that you might not desire, or that you might think, "I wish I would look like so-and-so." Just remember, God made us unique. Each one of you is special. And each one of you has a soul within you, a heart for God. And are you doing what you can? It says, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Are you doing what you can with the knowledge that you have to let everything in God's control, even though it's things, circumstances, situations that you don't care for? I'd like for you to think about the teacups, first of all. Those teacups that you have in front of you, some of them can be almost plain Janes. Some are very decorative. But, you know, even though there are some that are very similar, there's always a little nick, a scratch, a hairline crack. There can be all kinds of things. And you know what? Think of yourself as being that teacup. You are a teacup. You're strong. But you're also fragile. You can break easily. You can have so many things happening to you that affect who you really are. But think of that cup. It's going to hold your heart. And I'm going to get into that in just a little bit. Think of the saucer. The saucer is holding the cup. That's the foundation. What foundation do you have as your life? Now, the four types of teas that we have that are, you know, we of course think of the herbal teas are probably our most sought after. Some people like their black teas. Some like the white tea, oolong tea, and green tea. They all have their characteristics that are very similar. The black, the green, the oolong, and the white all come from one specific evergreen bush. Well, they trim it down to make it a bush so that it can be harvested. Each type of tea results from various degrees of processing and the level of oxidation. Black tea is oxidized up to 4 hours, where oolong tea is oxidized for only 2 or 3 hours. The tea leaves undergo natural taste and color changes through the oxidation process, allowing for distinguished characteristics. Green and white teas are not oxidized after processing, and they most closely resemble the look and chemical composition of the fresh tea leaf. Each type has unique antioxidant properties and health benefits associated with drinking them, such as the black. Some of you like black. How many of you like the black tea? Yeah. It has characteristics, but interesting enough, the black tea itself is that white tea and that green tea, whereas we think it's, they're specifically different. But it all comes from that black tea. Now we have the green tea, which is strong, but if you allow it to steep too long, it becomes bitter. And we have the white, which is very rare and delicate. It has more of an exquisite taste to it. It's a very light. Oolong is a blending of the teas, and that often is one that goes even into having the cheaper teas, making it better tasting. And of course, the herbal teas, which are very prominent, and those often have the medicinal health benefits that do help us to enjoy the teas for what they are. There are many, many others that I could mention. Who has the clear glass teapot? Where's the clear glass that has a flower in it? Okay. Those are some that actually, if you've got hot water in your carafe, you can actually add more water to that, and it will actually, you can repeat refilling that numerous times, and it will still have the strength. And, I mean, if you let it go too long, it'll actually get almost bitter. So it does taste a little different. You notice here the tarts, I want you to consider the fact that the teacup is you. Your heart is in you. And I want you to consider the fact of where are you? I know it is. With this many girls, we're going to have many, many situations and circumstances that affect us as to who we are. You are unique, and I definitely would like to see this, of the fact of how you can have your heart benefit others. Not just having it for myself. You're here to soak in everything you can this week, but I'd like to see that you want to have this week as also giving, sharing, and contributing to others, and blessing others, and making them a part of your life. You can impact, you can make a difference in other people's lives. Does your heart fit into this teacup? Or does it fit into this teacup? How big is your heart? Or do you think of yourself as just a plain Jane, nobody cares about me, I'm wanted, I'm lonely, I'm scared, I'm angry, nobody likes me, this is ugly me, and my heart fits into here? Do you fit into one of these? Is your heart alive? Do you allow yourself to be what Jesus wants you to be? And as you allow yourself to grow, okay? Let your heart expand. Don't just let it be the size of this little one like this. We can make our heart grow big, or we can allow it to continue being bruised and scarred, broken. We have choices to make. What are our choices? I know you have good intentions. You want to make the best, but sometimes you feel like you just simply can't get out of that. Or this little cut, somebody jabbed it at you. You just can't get rid of it. And it's hard. It is really hard. But it's choices you're making that determine where you are and what you're going to do with your life. And it's just like the hot water. Well, you know, when you put that hot water into the teacup, You know the expression, well, when you get into hot water, what happens? The real you shows up. I mean, really who you are is showing up, because that hot water is just an expression of saying, you know, that when it gets to be that you're on the stress or the you're coming to the point of actually needing to react, respond, challenge, meet up to the challenge, there is something there that will also make who you are. And I want you to realize that even though you have the jags, the bruises, the hurts, every single one of you have them. Not a one of you is different than the other. Every situation is different. But you know, when you have those hurts and those bruises, you're not alone. It is hard sometimes to break away and make choices that are going to change. But change is hard sometimes. And I would like to see that you can make that change and make your life become a very important aspect of the little corner of the world where you are. Your thinking has so much to do with it. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says that you cast down those imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought. You can let your imaginations go wild, but it says to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Can you intentionally discipline your mind to think and obey the Lord Jesus? As what I think is what I am, what I think is what I say. Because what I think is in my heart. Can I value, or will I value my heart as Christ sees me in Him? God wants all of you with no reservations. You are made in the image of God to glorify Him and to enjoy Him forever. And that's now until forever. You need to realize that God has made you in His image to glorify Him and to enjoy Him forever. I would like to see that you're going to intentionally make changes this week. If it's nothing more than to just grow deeper, to allow the Lord Jesus to have His full impact on your life, on your heart. Give Him everything. He wants everything. He wants to make you beautiful. And you are beautiful. You are. Each one of you is beautiful. And I know the Lord Jesus wants to make you realize that you're beautiful. It took me a long time to realize that. I was one of those that I won't go there, but I had some very inferiority complexes, if you want to call them that, and I needed to work. I needed to let the Lord Jesus work in my heart to pull out some of those bruises and those jabs that people had given to me. We don't like, but those are something that we need to work with. Remember that as you share yourself with others, you will be blessed as well. The Lord Jesus desires to bless you so you can bless others. I would just really desire for you to keep your spirit flowing with His Spirit. And you will be abundantly blessed. And I hope today was a blessing for you. And that you can... If nothing more, go home and bless somebody in your home community. You don't need to make it pretty. Get your mugs out that you have in the cupboard Get your tea bags out. Invite them over. Have your little cookies. And just enjoy each other. You can bless, and you don't have to have a lot of fanfare with it. I have some papers here that I would like to pass out. I'm not sure. I think maybe the best thing is to pass them out at prayer circle. I mean, I think your prayer groups, because I've got little cards that have a scripture verse on it with a teacup and a saucer on it. What I would like for you to do is flip it around, write your name on it. No, you don't have it here. I'm going to give it to you along with, I have some papers here with personality traits that I would like for you to study, to check, do a self-check with them. And then I want the little cards to put your name on the back. I would like for you to exchange it with someone that you may not know too well. Then you have their name. And then I want you to write your name under theirs and do another exchange. There's room probably for about four names on the back. I want you to use them as a prayer reminder. Okay. And just a side note, if you're doing your exchanging, doing it out free time and not during scheduled sessions. Okay. So when I give them, but I'd like to see some spontaneous interaction here in giving your cards to somebody that you may not know. And you'll find their name. And you can pray for them, and they'll pray for you. And I'd like to use that as a sort of like a perpetual thing this week, just to have us interact with not just our cluster prayer group or my friends, but that we have maybe expanding a little bit, making our friendships larger.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Effort of Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Effort of Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.